But if you mess around with Sally, she hits you with a cucumaga stick. Cucumaga stick hits you with a cucumaga stick.
Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe, reste, stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Cabaret, oh, Cabaret, du Cabaret. Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies und Gentlemen. Guten Abend, bonsoir, good evening. Wie geht's? Comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Conferencier, je suis votre compère. I am your host und sagen willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Cabaret, oh, Cabaret, du Cabaret. Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. In here, life is beautiful.
Girls,
they are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful. And now presenting the Cabaret Girls. Don't believe me? Well, don't take my word for it. Ask her. Outside, it is winter. But in here, it is so hot. Every night we have the battle to stop the girls from taking off all their clothing. So don't go away. Who knows? Tonight we may lose the battle.
Welcome, yeah.
Yes, yes. Hello, welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. It's a special program because Alistair Woodgate, you've picked all the songs for this hour.
How indulgent of me. Yeah, I have.
See, these are all your, one of your favourite, are these all your favourite songs or some of they your favourite songs?
Oh, there are too many favourites to be able to cram into an hour, but they are some of my favourites.
Because we did one a little while ago with Julia,
yeah.
And I said then, which was way back, I think March, I said, prepare yourself because I want you to pick out your songs for an hour. And you went, I better start now then. And that was March.
And here we are.
Here you are. So what's your first choice?
Well, we've just heard Willkommen from Cabaret. I think Cabaret is probably my favourite musical of all time. Lots of songs from in there that I could have chosen. And one that I particularly love, which very seldom gets incorporated into the show these days, is Why Should I Wake Up, which Cliff Bradshaw sings. But I decided that what better way to start the show than Willkommen, Bienvenue, welcome
and
to Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Thank you. And have you been to the Kit Kat Club?
I have been to the Kit Kat Club, yes.
And you enjoyed it?
Loved it. Yeah, I want to go back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so your second choice then?
Second choice is from another all-time favourite show, City of Angels, which played, I saw it at the Donmar Warehouse. It played a very short run before it then transferred and managed about a week before COVID hit and closed, but I did manage to get to see it. And one of my favourite songs of all time closes Act One of City of Angels, and it's You're Nothing Without Me.
You are some gumshoe, you just don't think we'll get this dumb gumshoe. You come from my inkwell. Is your mouth only with one foot in there? Stone, your brain only holds thoughts I put in there. Just what you are, I'll spell out. You are a novel pain. One speck of lint that fell out the last time that I picked my brain.
You are so jealous of my track record, Tolstoy to tell us your feeble hack record. Your weak knees brand you soft and unstable. One small threat and you fold like a card table. You drool at my adventures. Your broads in bed are bored. Go home and soak your dentures. Your pen is no match for my sword.
You're nothing without me. I know one who'd go undefined. You wouldn't exist. You'd never be missed. I tell you, you're out of my mind. You're equal parts hot air and gold, and no one would doubt me. Without me, you're nothing at all. You're in my plot, I'm still your creator. I call each shot, I'm your private dictator.
You are so thick, you eat, breathe, sleep, fiction. I'm your meal ticket, knee deep in cheap fiction.
You gloating ignoramus, you haven't any shame.
Hey, I'm a famous Seamus, and most people don't know your name.
You're nothing without me. Without me, you just disappear right into thin air.
From curtain up to encore, this is Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, and having a gentle conversation with Alistair Woodgate, because it's 60 minutes of your songs.
Of songs I've chosen. Some of my favourite musical theatre songs, yeah.
Now, that we just heard City of Angels and You're Nothing Without Me.
Yep.
Why did you pick that one?
I just think musically it's fabulous. I love the orchestrations, that sort of big band swing sort of style that comes through. I also love the storyline and the context where Stein, the writer, is writing about his detective Stone, and the two come to life and they're arguing with each other. So the writer is arguing with his creation, with his character. It's just a really clever premise. The Don Mars Act One finale was stunning because everything that is in present day with Stein, the writer, is in colour. And every time it switches to Stone singing, everything goes black and white. And the way they did it was just stunning. One of those sort of visual feasts. And that always sticks in the mind.
See, I'm struggling to understand this. So there's no bleed over whatsoever.
No, I mean, just the most fabulous lighting design as the two of them moved their way around the set. When Stein, the writer in present day, was singing, the set's in colour, and the minute it switched to Stone, everything goes black and white. And they chased each other around the set, so you had part of the set in colour, part in black and white.
Wow.
It was just very, very cleverly done. Aside from that production, it's just a song that I've always loved. Haven't yet sung, and I keep wanting to sing it, so I'll have to find a cabaret evening somewhere where I can rope somebody into singing it with me.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, do it. We'll do a grease paint stage. Like, yeah, okay, we'll do that. Yeah, all right, we'll practice. I'll do my best. Now, Into the Fire, the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Yeah.
As we know, one of your favourite shows, because you mention it probably every other week, we play a song from Scarlet Pimpernel.
Like a broken record, yeah.
Why this song?
It's the moment at which Percy and his gang get in the boat and sail to France. It's just a very upbeat sound. Love it.
David walked into the valley with a stone clutched in his hand. He was only a boy, but he knew someone must take a stand. There will always be a valley, always mountains one must scale. There will always be perilous waters which someone must sail. Into valleys, into waters, into jungles, into hell. Let us ride home again with a story to tell. Into darkness, into danger, into storms that rip the night. Don't give in, don't give up, but give thanks for the glorious fight. You can tremble, you can fear it, but keep your fighting spirit alive, boys. Let the shiver and sting you fling into battle spring to your feet, boys. Never hold back your step for a moment. Never doubt that your courage will grow. Hold your head even higher and into the fire we go. Are there mountains that surround us? Are there walls that block the way? Knock 'em down, strip 'em back, boys, and forward and into the fray.
Into terror, into valor, charge ahead, no, never turn. Yes, it's into the fire we fly, and the devil will burn. Someone has to raise the valley, rush in, we have to rally and win.
It shock you. Choke your fears away, pull as tight as a wire. Let the fever spike, let the force of it rock you. We will have our day sailing into the fire. Land ho! Never hold back your step for a moment. Look alive or your courage will grow.
one great show tune after another.
We're born from the silence. We're born from the shade, from the prayers of our parents and the journeys they've made. We're born to have children. They're all that we leave. Then they find their own footsteps for the stories they weave. Nocturnes, if they think they're alone, I will soothe them with humor and some Nina Simone. I will play them the Earl King as they ride a cockroach. They'll know Buck, they'll know Berlioz and the Beatles, of course. Beatles, of course. They'll learn from their father the thrill of the ice, but who knows where they're headed? It's the roll of the dice. For all we can give them is passion and choice, and keep seeing till they find their own voice. I will play them the moonlight, if they're sleepy or not. And I know they'll love Joplin, both Janis and Scott.
Story, the musical Nocturnes, performed by Emma Williams.
And am I right thinking that the Pasta song is also in Love Story?
You're absolutely right, yep.
But it's good, I like the Pasta song.
It's great, isn't
I've
it?
I've learned a lot about pasta by listening to that. Anyway, why that one? Because that's such a nice romantic one.
Well, absolutely. A bit of light and shade in the songs. It's just a very tender moment in the show, particularly when you know the outcome of the story. She's full of expectations and hope and looking forward to how she'll deal with her children in the future. Of course, a future that never comes.
Oh, right, okay. Well, we don't want to spoil it, do we? And then from that, you go on to Kinky Boots and The Soul of a Man.
Yeah, Chalk and Cheese, there you go. So yeah, a bit of light and shade.
See, I would have gone with probably Nocturnes and then the Father and Son song, but you've gone for...
I've gone with Soul of Man. Not My Father's Son is beautiful song in Kinky Boots, but I thought let's go for something with a little bit more beat and a little bit more upbeat. And this is a song that just I've just loved, and just the hairs on the back of my neck went up on end. I just love it.
That's a good song.
It's great.
Just The same old Charlie hitting the ground. Cause I'll never be the soul of a man. Noble and wise like the soul of a man. Who lifted me high like the soul of a man. Heroic and true like the soul of a man. And I looked up. No excuses, I blew my fuses. I guess I'm just a ruse in my father's shoes. Not amusing, no confusing. This streak of losing, totally brutal and useless too.
Of a Man from Kinky Boots here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. And don't forget to get in touch. It's musicals@btinternet.com. We're having 60 minutes of me and Alistair having a good chat about his favourite musical tunes. And we talked about The Soul of Man. Very good. Now, the next one is Titanic.
Yeah. Again, yeah, these are all my favourite shows that we're taking numbers from, and my favourite numbers from those shows. This, in many respects, it's a love song. But a very different love song from what we sort of normally think about. And you've got the stoker and the wireless operator singing, sending a Morse code message back to Stoker's loved one. And the wireless operator, who is in love with his job. Titanic is just such a moving show. I was very lucky to play Thomas Andrews, the architect of the boat, when we did the show many, many years ago now. A show that I would love to revisit, love to play again.
Yes, I could see you doing that part.
I'll be coming back to you, darling. Back to your dark eyes and hair. Marry me when I return, darling. And until that day, my love, take care. May God's heaven be your blanket as you softly sleep. Marry me when you're finally in my arms. You plainly see this devoted sailor's heart and soul are yours to keep. Yours to every day from G-M-O-M, good morning old man, to G-N-O-M,
Good night, old man. My telegraph sends its messages to ships at sea, sending out its dit-dit-da-dit-da-dit, dit-dit-da-dit-da-dit, dit-dit-da-dit-da-dit. I was young and shy, detached and sad. Spent my days indoors, a homebound lad. Hardly spoke, few friends, I kept myself to myself, quite alone. Then I found Marconi's telegraph. It could span the planet's width by half. 50 yards, 2,000 miles, the same, touch the spark. Sound the tone, and the night was alive, the thousand voices fighting to be heard, and each and every one of them connected to me. And my life came alive with a thousand voices tapping out each word, like a thousand people joined. Heartbeat tapping out our dit dit da dit da dit, dit dit da dit da dit, dit dit da dit da.
Marry me,
did da did da did.
Marry me,
did da did da.
Signed, Fred.
Isn't it?
It is very good. Yeah. I mean, Titanic as a show, I wouldn't have thought Titanic would be a musical.
No, I love musicals that can take subject matter that you wouldn't ordinarily think of as being appropriate for a musical making something of it. And Maury Yeston's music in Titanic is just stunning.
Now, I've got questions for you.
Oh, dear.
Ask the expert question. And this, because it's your hour, you've got the answer to these questions. I've got three of them about Titanic.
Righty-ho.
The musical.
Help.
Question number one is true or false. Titanic made its Broadway debut on April 23rd, 1996. True or false?
Mm.
Yes. April 23rd, 1996. True or false?
Mm. True.
False. It was 1997.
Oh, right.
Question number two. Who composed the music and lyrics for Titanic?
The music is Maury Yeston.
That's spot on. Question number three. How many Tony Awards did Titanic win during its Broadway run?
Heavens above, I've got absolutely no idea. Let's say five?
Spot on.
Aha.
So you got two out of three. That's not bad going,
not bad.
So your next choice, Titanic, we're now drifting down to what?
To Ragtime, the musical. And this is a number called Back to Before, which is sung by Mother. Now, Ragtime, music of Flaherty and Aarons, a book by Terence McNally, it's set in the early 20th century and tells the story of three groups of people in the States. There's the African-Americans, and they're characterised by Coal House Porter, the central character. There's the upper-class suburbanites, and that's represented by Mother, who sings the song we're about to hear. And then there's the Eastern European immigrants as well. And it's how their lives intertwine, come together. A very moving, stunning show. But we're going to hear Maren Madsey, How Sad She Died So Early. Interesting, a link there to a couple of numbers we're going to hear later in the tour at 22. In the original Broadway production of The Full Monty, Jerry, the central character, was played by Jason Danielli. Jason Danielli was married to Maren Madsey. Here she is in the glorious form that she always gave, singing Back to Before.
There was a time our happiness seemed never ending. I was so sure that where we were heading was right. Life was a road so certain and straight and unbending. Our little road with never a crossroad in sight. Back in the days when we spoke in civilized voices, women in white and sturdy young men at the oar. Back in the days when I let you make all my choices. We can never go back to before. There was a time my feet were so solidly planted. You'd sail away while I turned my back to the sea. I was content, a princess asleep and enchanted. If I had dreams, then I let you dream them for me. Back in the days when everything seemed so much clearer, women in white who knew what their lives held in store. Where are they now, those women who stared from the mirror? We can never go back to before. People out there unafraid of revealing that they might have a feeling or they might have been wrong. There are people out there unafraid to feel sorrow, unafraid of tomorrow, unafraid to be weak. My moon and my stars and my ocean. We can never go back to before. We can never go back to.
What Julia would say is a big end.
Oh, what a long note that was.
Oh, isn't it fabulous? Yeah, that was Maren Madsey singing Back to Before from Ragtime. And now another complete change of scene. Next song, Mark, that I've chosen is from Soho Cinders, the musical. And this is actually from the concert production, the original concert production. And I've chosen this particularly because a friend of mine, Josh Slovic, played Robbie, the central character in this production, and it's him singing on this recording coming up now. It's a sort of modern take on Cinderella. So here is Josh Slovic singing They Don't Make Glass Slippers.
Once upon a time, there was just a little boy, and he thought the whole world was his. wasn't very old when he came to find out that that's not how it is. They don't make your slippers. It's no great surprise. They made glass slippers. They don't have my size. Happy ever afters always turn out wrong. No fairy godmother pops up to help things along. They don't make glass slippers, pretty as they seem. Trouble is glass slippers shatter like a dream. Why don't handsome princes practice what they preach? Magical kingdoms are always just out of my reach. Once upon a time there was just a little boy, and he thought the whole world was his. Wasn't very old when he came to find out that that's enough. Great surprise if they made glass slippers. They don't have my size. Happy ever after always turn out wrong. No fairy godmother pops up to help things along. Godmother pops up to help things.
They are from Soho Cinders, and they don't make glass slippers.
They don't make glass slippers, yeah.
Yeah, and a friend of yours.
Yeah, Joss. Joss used to be a member of our theatre company, and I performed with Joss on stage a few times. Going back a few years now.
I think that's what's good about theatre companies that do these, help promote, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, Joss, such a phenomenal talent. And if you've seen the film 1917?
Yes.
And they arrive at the clearing in the wood, and there's a lone soldier who sings a cappella.
Is that him?
That's Joss, yeah.
Fantastic. So anyway, that was They Don't Make Glass Slippers. So moving from that to your next choice.
Yeah, we've arrived at our tour at 22.
Is it that time already?
It is that time already.
Wow, so two songs from the Full Monty.
Yep.
Why?
Oh, what a fabulous show. It's just such a feel-good, such a great show. A few years back since we did it. And at the beginning you think, oh my goodness, how am I going to feel about getting my kid off, you know? But by the time you get to the sort of the final few rehearsals, that's no problem at all. It's like, am I going to remember those dance steps in the last few moments? But
I always think it's worrying, because when I thought about the Full Monty, but I had visions of me getting my kid off and then crowds calling out, put it back on again.
We want our money back.
Okay, so what two songs have you got for your tour of 22?
Well, I could have picked any from the Full Monty, but we've gone with the very upbeat Michael Jordan's Ball, which ends Act 1, and the very tender, very loving You Walk With Me.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
When Michael's got the basketball, it's Michael's house from wall to wall. You hear that name, it's a different game when it's Michael Jordan's ball. When it's Michael's ball, you're dead, you're through, 'cause Michael takes the game to you. He's in your face, you lost the race. Michael Jordan's ball, the fake, the spin, the drive, and then he's in the paint. The pump, the jump, and he's up in the air like a goddamn saint. When Michael bolts and he penetrates, you feel the volts he generates. He's slick as soap, he's king, he's Pope, he's Michael freaking Jordan!
Middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Is it the wind over my shoulder? Is it the wind that I hear gently whispering? Are you alone there in the valley? No, not alone, for you walk with me. Is it the wind there over my shoulder? Is it your voice calling quietly over the voice calling quietly over the hilltop, down in the valley. Never alone, for you walk with me.
Was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
And we heard Michael Jordan's Ball and You Walk With Me from the Full Monty.
Good choices.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. It's brilliant. I'm so enjoying this selection of songs.
Good. Yeah, well, I hope you are at home. And if you aren't, then let us know. It's musicals at beatinternet.com, but I'm sure you are.
It still feels very indulgent, but thank you, Mark. Honestly, I really am enjoying it, sharing this with you at home.
Pick some really classic songs there. Now, the next one is interesting because I've never heard of it.
Right, On the 20th Century, which is by Betty Comden and Adolph Green with music by Cy Coleman. It's sort of part operetta, part farce, part musical comedy, and it sort of looks at behind-the-scenes relationship between a temperamental actress, Lily, and a bankrupt theatre producer, Oscar. And the whole thing is set aboard the 20th Century, which is a train crossing America. And the number here is called Life is Like a Train.
Yes, because we listened to this before.
I said to you, have you heard this before? And so I played a bit of it to you. This is from the 2015 Broadway revival of the show with Kristen Chenoweth and Peter Gallagher. And interestingly, with Andy Carl, so he's in this recording as well. But this number, Life is Like a Train, the guards on the train tap dance, and their tap dancing replicates the sound of the train getting going and trundling across the tracks.
Wasn't it Robert Fulton who said, life is like a train? No, it wasn't. He said, life is like a boat.
Wasn't it Isaac Newton who said, life is like a train? No, it wasn't. He said, life is like an apple.
Wasn't it Lord Chesterfield who said, life is like a train? No, it wasn't. He said, life is like a coat. Then who said it? Who said it?
We did. We did. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, 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 ho. Ha, 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 ho. Ha, 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 ho.
Life is like a train. Life is like a train.
Like an apple.
Life is like a train. 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 Life is like a T.
Life is like an R.
Life is like an
A.
Life is like an I.
Life is like an
N. Life is like a train. Life is not a boat. Life is like a train. Life is not a coat. Life is like a train. 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 Life is like
there's always a light.
get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Standing at the sky's edge here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights, your choice. Great song.
After the Rain. Isn't it fabulous?
Mm.
And the whole show, I was just blown away by it. Started off in Sheffield and transferred to the National Theatre. It won the Olivier Award for Best Musical this year. And I can absolutely see why. It's a fabulous British musical. And I think it just, every now and again, you see a show that you feel has just moved musical theatre on and has set a new tone, set new ground. This did it for me. I was just absolutely captivated by it. And it's a love letter to Sheffield as well. And it follows the lives of three families living on the Park Hill estate. It's kind of like a history of modern Britain all wrapped up in a love story. So Absolutely fabulous.
Brilliant. Now, we come up to the end of the programme, I'm sad to say, but I have enjoyed my 60 minutes with you.
Thank you.
You picked some really good songs. Your last choice, I Was There, from the Glorious Ones.
Yep. Another little-known show, actually.
I've never heard of it.
By Flaherty and Aarons. And it's set in 17th century Italy, and it concerns a theatre group, kind of in the Commedia dell'arte sort of form. And this song is sung by the central character, Flaminio Scala, as he looks back on his life. It's about the beauty of doing something of worth.
Alistair, it's been a pleasure.
Mark, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you so, so much.
And thanks for listening to Grease, Paint and Stage Lights every week and supporting us. So we're going to leave you with this one. I Was There for
thanks.
The Glorious Ones.
Why does the boy carve his name on a tree? Or the firstborn inherit the throne? What is a sculptor aspiring to be when he spends half his life carving stone? Kings build their tombs for the ages. Poets and fools fill up their pages. What are we hoping for? What do we fear? I say we yearn to leave something that lasts, to be known for what little we've done. Men tell their children the tales of their pasts, and each man gives his name to his son. Something in song or in story, something in blood, something of glory, something that won't fade away in a year. Well, I will not flicker and die like an ember. Too many men flicker and die. I will leave something behind to remember. Somehow I must. Don't ask me why. I have no son. At least, none I can claim. And no patience for carving in stone. All that I have are my skill and my name, and this chance to make both of them known.